Hello, everybody. I realized that I had my headphones in the wrong place, i.e., not on my head, before I shot this video. Question: are you handing away the keys to your happiness and success? I work with high performers all over North America who bring in anywhere from six figures, seven figures, eight figures, and more. And at some stage, each of them is actually handing away the keys to their happiness and success, which is why they generally come to me. They're like, hey, why am I not getting as much as I know I can get out of myself? Handing away the keys is something like, okay, have you ever said, I'm going to be happy when, or I'm going to feel successful when, or I'm going to be confident when? Examples of this that I've had with my clients is, I know I'll be confident when I have clients. Right? Or I'm only going to be confident when I have this many clients. The problem with that statement is you've now pushed into the future when you're actually going to be happy and you've externalized it. Something outside of you is required in order for you internally to feel okay. Hard pass, my friends. Hard pass. Another thing that often happens is in relation to money. I'm going to be happy when I make $1 million. I'm going to feel fulfilled when I join the two comma club. Again, hard pass. It's not going to work. I've been there. That's what I said to myself, right? When I clawed out of $150,000 in debt, moved into running a $1 million agency with a team of 14, I thought that that would do it. I thought that that was my moment and it was going to rock. It didn't. Because even though I had all these things, I still felt that same weight on my chest of not being enough. And so when I felt all that, when I looked around me and everything should have been okay and it wasn't inside, I had to take a step back and kind of go, okay, well, clearly it's not anything outside of me that's going to make me feel confident, fulfilled, happy, and wealthy, and all those kinds of things. Clearly, I got to do some work inside. And that's what I encourage every single one of my clients to do, whether it's in my group coaching. I hosted a 2-day conference last week. I have my private clients. I'm launching a mastermind. In each one of these things, there's one rule: you're responsible for everything. You want to be happier? Look from within. There's ways that you can create happiness. Think of something that makes you happy. Smile. If you just smile, it tells your brain, oh, you're happy, and you will instantly feel happier. If you feel like you need comfort and you're like, well, I wish there was someone around me who could give me comfort, hug yourself. You tell your brain that you're feeling comforted. And so it's not that we don't need people. It's not that we don't appreciate validation and appreciation from things outside of ourselves. And it's certainly that we don't appreciate money. Woo, that money can do solve a lot of problems. What I'm saying is don't depend on it. It is a result of the work that you do inside. It is a result of the amazing value you offer your clients. When I did my pivot from running my agency to doing the coaching I do now, one of the reasons I did that is I ran the agency primarily based on fear of running out of money, fear of running out of clients, fear of making a mistake, fear of what other people thought of me, and having to constantly feed that fear and feed that engine. And that's what drove me into the ground. So the flip in my mentality, and so this is how you bring the keys back, collect all the keys that you've handed out, and you just say impact over income. And I'm sometimes, honestly, it was hard because I was very money driven for a decade. And I know how to change the way I thought to say, okay, I'm just going to deliver the world's best service. I'm going to be, and this is what I told myself, I'm going to be the best fucking performance coach anyone has ever seen, anyone has ever worked with. I'm going to be different from everybody else out there by using my own talents, my stories, and my methodologies, and then building on those every single day. But it was hard because I had to stop worrying about where will my clients come from. And I'd sit back and I go, okay, impact over income. If I get one client and I do a really good job, that will lead to another client. And if I do a really good job there, that will lead to another client. And as I basically took everything into my control, I can't control what other people's situation is. I can't control where they are in their decision-making process, but what I can control is what I do. And if I can say I showed up every day as the best version of myself, that I did my research, I did my work, I showed up and delivered value so that people got results. And when I talk about results, I'm talking about 500 to a million. I'm talking about 30,000 a year to 200,000 a year in 6 months, in 3 months, right? And so for other people, it was, they're happier. They're no longer frightened getting up in the morning. And so when I was able to, over the past couple of years, accumulate more and more of these stories, it just really reconfirmed to me how powerful and how necessary and urgent it is for everyone to bring those keys back. So if you have handed the keys of your productivity away to other people by responding immediately to every email that comes in and treating it like everyone else's emergencies and agendas are more important than yourself, bring those keys back. Take care of your work first, and then you can take care of everybody else. They'll understand, because they will see that you value your work and that you're doing good work, and they're going to want to work with someone who does good work. If you've handed away the keys of your happiness to say, well, I'll be happy when I have a perfect partner. Yes, partners are absolutely fantastic. I found the most awesome one by not looking for him. I found him because I started thinking, what do I like about myself? And I started to fall in love a little bit more with me. And even if I was alone for the rest of my life, that had to be okay. And that was a, trust me, that was a process, because I hadn't been single since I was 15 years old. And granted, that was only a 3 week gap where I was single before I met my now husband. But anyway, I digress. If you've handed away the keys of your success to other people to validate you, to achievement levels to say you've made it, bring those keys back. Create your own standard of excellence. And that is the only thing you need to measure yourself by. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks is successful and thinks of you. Who cares? What matters is you can look around, you can take advice or not, you can be inspired or not, but you have to understand, what do I like? What work do I want to do? And once you understand that and you say, well, what does really good work look like? That is the only thing you need to live up to. And when you do that, all of the keys come back, all of them. And when you own the control of where your life is going, where your business is going, what relationships you allow yourself to have, then all the things you've actually ever wanted start to materialize. And that's not woo-woo stuff, that's science. Reticular activation system is all about whatever you tune your brain into, that's what it sees. So if you tune your brain into fear, I'm going to run out of clients, I'm going to run out of money, I'm going to lose relationships, your brain will find lots of opportunities for you to see proof of that. So change your mind into, what is your standard of excellence? And as you do that, you will see the people who want that. And that's how you bring the keys back. I hope you guys have gotten inspired, and hope even more that you're going to take action on this today. If you have any questions, you can drop a comment, drop me a DM. I'm really easy to find on the internet. If you do look at me on Google, I am not the woman who married the 800-pound man. They keep on putting out wonderful articles about what their sex life was like, and I really wish they'd stop. I'm the next one, so feel free to get in touch with me. I run lots of different types of programs. Like I said, I'll be launching my mastermind shortly. If you want to know more about that, again, just drop me a line. But take back the keys, guys. You deserve to run your life, to own your own key ring, and you should never, ever, ever give it away. Okay? So make that promise, make that commitment to yourself that you're going to do that, and you're going to see things really turn around. Good luck.